Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Mama don't allow no swear words around here. Mama don't allow no swear words around here. We don't care what mama don't allow, and Maura Chain's dead anyhow, so we're gonna use our swear words right now.
Hello and welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today we're reading chapter 15 of Cold Fire.
Grab your cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And have a happy Mother's Day.
As of this recording, Mother's Day is Sunday. This will happen, you will hear this a couple weeks after. Ben's business meeting is cut short when the traders that he is trading with meet him at the pass. He returns to Kugisko a day or two after he left to find a note from Haluda Salt. Going home, Ben hears an intruder in his house, though he cannot see them. When he discovers his mementos have been moved and he has a second note from Haluda, he figures out that the magistrate's mage is onto him, and he decides to burn his life down, starting with his mother. Having gone to visit Maura Chain, Nia tells Daja she thinks the Ladradin house is on fire. Daja goes to investigate, and Nia, despite her fear of fire, follows in the hope to rescue Maura Chain. They find the woman dead. Daja pushes the fire into the Sith, and she and Nia escape, only for Nia to realize Jory is in danger because the hospital in Blackfly Bog is on fire. Daja skates to the hospital at top speed. She gets there. It is, in fact, on fire. Ben has showed up to help rescue people and get them out of the hospital. The hero has disappeared into the fire and probably died.
Jory said is the nursery has collapsed and he was there and died.
Jory is helping hold the fire back. Elenica Potcracker is somewhere deeper in the hospital, also trying to hold the fire back. Daja has a good feeling about what's going on. Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. What did you guys like?
It tells his mom to shut up.
That was cool.
Okay, I feel like
at the same time, though,
I feel like this is the part where I say part one is reading like a novice. This is where Molly debates Ben all over again. You guys in general, I think, have heard it from some of, if not all of you, talked about, you know, maybe Ben should just kill his mom. Every time I heard that, I typed to Indy in the secret chat, be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
Here's the thing that really gets to me about this scene above everything. Pierce does not pull her punches. We know this. We saw the horror of the Jossrisk house fire. They're like throwing kids out the window because they're trying to get them out and they don't have another way to get them out. We saw the Dieners take down a nursery. We saw Lady Zenadia senselessly slaughter a whole bunch of people. We do not see this. Pierce does not give us any detail. When Daja and Nia find Mora Chain's body, all we get is like the scene before them is horrible and they both throw up.
Nia passes which out means and that- Daja throws up and she refuses to go back in that room. So it's horrible what he did to her.
Whatever he did to her is worse than all of that other shit that we have read about.
The line before it is Mora Chain was on the bed, but she would not be leaving with them. She would beat no more servants, torment no more sons. And then immediately after, Nia fainted, Daja barely caught her in time. Like, you get nothing other than, she ain't gonna be doing that no more.
She's dead in probably the most horrific manner that anybody has died in this series so far.
I think it'd be close with the Dinahers being burst into chunks.
Or Briar putting a tree through somebody.
Yeah, that's the thing. We see the aftermath of the Dinahers being pulled apart into drippy, meaty rain. And then we see a man be horribly and viscerally disemboweled and exhumed from life by a tree. These are violently vicious and they are not pretty scenes.
In the last chapter, Daja the door handle went through a dude's chest.
And she gives us no
details about what she did
not tell us anything.
It's pretty horrific.
That's horrifying.
I think in a previous episode, I said something about having very little sympathy for Mora Chain. This is the moment where that reverses. This is the moment where, I lose sympathy for Ben and I actually feel sympathy for her. She was a terrible person, don't get me wrong, but however she died was really terrible.
I thought it was very clever writing, just letting your imagination go wild compared to everything else we've seen, you know, just, it's bad. It's so bad, I didn't write it. So your brain is just going to have to fill in those gaps with the worst thing it can imagine. Have fun.
This chapter as a whole is amazing because is the moment where everything comes back. Daja has been learning to ice skate this whole time. And now suddenly those skills are being put to use because she skates to Black Fly Bog because it is the fastest way to get to the hospital. Twice, there has been comments about Nia being afraid, and especially a fire. She goes to face the fire. She literally faces her fear because she wants to save Mora Chain if possible. We have the twin thing. There's like a couple mentions early on of like Nia and Jory have their little twin connection. That's how they figure out that there's a fire going down at the hospital. All of this comes to a head and it is great. All of these little details that have been peppered throughout the book have suddenly become vital to the story.
She's pretty good at it.
But the counterfeiters weren't connected with the illusionists. Not yet.
We got one chapter.
It's gonna just like a footnote in the end of chapter 16. Oh, P.S.
The illusionists were involved with the counterfeiting.
Colin Matazzi continuing to be awesome. She notes here that their younger children are playing with the children who are like the refugee children from the previous fire. And I was just like, good for you, because that's another thing that a lot of rich people won't do. Like there are other rich people, Mora Chain, who would be like, oh no, you're too good for that. Yeah, she's like, yeah, go play with the kids. And then they send the kids to like ring the bells for the fire. And then afterward, she takes all of the kids to the kitchen and she's like, we're gonna go raid the kitchen and have a snack because you did such a good job ringing the bells for the fire brigade. Like, she's just great. I love this woman so much. I love how everything continues to filter through Daja's traitor culture. So we have, he must return to settle his debts. And in the previous chapter, we had something about sooner or later, the accounting demanded this metal bar would come due and she would have to pay for it, but she did not have to do that today. I like that it just keeps coming back. They frightened her. He liked that about Ben's souvenirs. Yeah. And then only a fool isn't afraid inside a burning house. Spitting truth.
Very good. I am a huge fan of Bones. And I just really think it's cool that she goes into detail about the, like, the little bit of detail about wiring and how delicate it is in order to actually pin bones together in a particular manner, and how delicate that is. Just, it is. It is very cool. It's very delicate, though. You will crush them. The confrontation between Ben and Moirchain is just... There is something about how it's played, like how it's written out. You're just like, this is not going to end in any good way for anybody. So like when Daja sends the fire through the lake, sends the geyser up, and it's just the, what did you hit?
Lake. You got a powerful lake out there.
Yeah.
A powerful sea or whatever. I like her response to that.
Yeah. I also really just love the... references back to Ben owing a debt, but particularly the she had to help Ben pay up. Oh, just haha funny. She didn't notice when two fast skaters tumbled and went spinning across the canal on their backs, startled by the sight of a big, thickly robed southerner with a globe of fire in her hand. I just love that visual image.
I also like that, you know, we've seen Daja is a novice skater, and so, you know, she's continuing to fall, and this is that moment where it's the reverse, and despite the fact that she's the novice, she's doing pretty good with the skating, and it's the, like, expert skaters.
Well, gonna bring up the other one where she, like, runs into the dock pier. The ice mage just starts so
mostly doing good.
I have one that didn't get stolen. It's when she's about to fall, and other skaters just catch her before she falls, and then picks her back up and sets her down gently, and they just keep going. I thought it was really cool.
Very nice. Right in the beginning, I like how Ladridon's riders, they were looking forward to not having Moirchain yell at them for another day.
Well, they won't have to worry about it at all ever again anymore.
Ever again.
Don't worry about that at all.
Yeah. Or the beatings. The beatings will not continue.
I think they're going to feel a little bit guilty, like, oh, we wish that we didn't have to deal with her, and now we don't have to. Ooh.
Guess what? Goodwin?
Huh.
You're correct. The beatings will not continue, and the morale will improve.
Thank you. Good.
I think that if I was, like, somebody who was working for Moirchain, I think I would, like, lament that she was dead, just because bad when somebody dies, especially because she died in this really terrible way. But at the same time, I would be like, eh, you know, maybe I can have a better job now.
Someone that won't beat you, hopefully.
Or hopefully they can find a job at all.
I'm sure the economy is doing fine.
I hope so.
I actually have no idea.
I feel like surely somebody out there is going to be like wanting to, like, I bet that there's somebody who's going to be like, yes, I will hire those poor people who had to go through all of that shit with the fucking Ladrotin.
Maybe it'll be Oakborn.
I'm sure there's not very many people that work for her anyway, because she liked to keep as much money as possible. So they probably don't have very many people working for them to begin with anyway.
Probably the minimum possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Minimum possible, and work them as hard as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I liked how Matazi, she did it in a ruthless manner, giving Daja and Nia Jory's lung clearing potion, because it's just so fucking terrible that it's fucking ruthless when you force someone to drink it. But it's either that or getting black lung, so.
You know, I feel like Matazi would get on with Rosethorn.
Yeah.
In this particular situation, Mother does know best.
I really like this quote from Daja. Ben owed Kagisko a debt of appalling size. She believed everyone paid what was owed, though some required help to balance the books. She's mad, and she's going to try to fix this.
The fact that the talk about debts in this whole chapter, just like, it keeps coming. Like, there's like two or three points in which it's brought up. It's so good.
It's all Daja. Yeah. It's all traitor.
And the thing I think is really neat about it is, like, in Daja's book, we see what the culture is like and how important this is and whatnot. And now that you're not immersed in the whole culture with a ton of people and you're learning how it works. This is a singular, devout child. And for this, her faith is literally everything. And it's just like, oh my God, this fucking right. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally agree. She's, Tamara Pierce is very consistent with her. Any chance she gets to put in like a prior reference to the way they are, like she'll do it. And it's fucking great.
Just her ability to tie in everything within the series is just so good. Like so fucking good.
We already talked about, but Maura Chan and the what happened. I think it's good writing from Tamara because, like we said, she doesn't shy away from showing stuff, but this time she did, and it's, I feel like it's one of the few times she hasn't given like very explicit details on what happened. I feel like in young adult novels, you kind of fall into that routine of a writer not giving details all the time, and it's just kind of like, oh, so something bad happened, but you don't know how bad. In this case, you don't know what happened, but you know it's bad. Compared to everything else that's happened, it's really fucking bad.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or a message from the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
What you wish for. That's all I'm going to say.
You know what? I should have written that. That's not what I wrote, but I should have.
Mine was death of a hero. He's setting everything up for his death. He figures out that everybody's on to him. And so he's like, he was ready for whatever the gods threw at him. His plans for this day were long prepared. The time had come to burn away his old life. And then he just so happens to die. And he's going to get rid of his old life. Part of me thinks that he is still alive. But part of me wouldn't put it past Tamara Pierce to be like, yeah, you're not going to get any fucking closure with this guy. Because... that's what happens basically in the last book. I don't think he's dead, but there's a small part of me that's like, I wouldn't put it past her to do that.
Yeah, mine.
Get hurt even more.
Mine was very similar. It was like the noose tightens. Ben knows it, what's coming. And he's had a plan for it all along, even though he thought he was being clever and cunning. But and, I guess he is, because he's...
I mean, he got rid of his mom.
Yeah.
He got rid of his house. He's going to die a hero.
Yeah, and he went to the most, to the place he can cause the most amount of damage and still be seen as someone rescuing people. Like, it's yeah. brilliant the in a sick, heroic. Twisted. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he can die a hero's death and then go on to set fires elsewhere.
Yes. Unless he died.
With his clubs.
I don't think he did, but there's a small chance that he did, because Amber Pierce likes to fuck us up, and that would fuck you up.
If he didn't die, what do you think is going to happen?
Dodge is going to be upset, and that's about it. Like, oh, you don't get to have closure. Sorry, sucks to be
no,
you.
No, if he didn't die. Like, if so if he died, obviously he's dead, and that's the end
oh,
of
Oh, if
ben
he didn't die.
What if he's not like, dead? What do you think is going to happen?
It's going to be like a Lion King showdown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eating their shit that spontaneously be hyenas everywhere.
Yeah. but they fight in the fire, and they're fighting in fire, so, you know.
One of them falls into the fire at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yay.
So the hyenas, it's a fire, yeah. I think if he's still alive, Dodge is going to try to bring him in for justice.
Yeah.
But that's not going to work out.
No, she's going to end up having to kill him, because the whole Sandry letter, her wondering if she'd be able to do that kind of thing, it's going to be tied back into it. I wonder if I can do that. Yes, you're going to do it.
This makes me think of something that might be totally off the wall. But I'm thinking, if he does die, or if she does have to kill him in the fire, I wonder if she would even tell anyone. If it would be worth it to even, like, tell everyone in town.
He's dead.
Yeah, but, like, to tell everyone about what happened. That he was the one setting these fires, and he's the one responsible. Because it seems to me like it might be one of those situations where it's like, let him die a hero, and kind of, like, have him as a martyr, even though it won't bring him to justice, but it could save other people from being hurt, knowing what actually happened. It's kind of a not a good thing.
Yeah.
Kind of a slippery slope, but I'm wondering if this might be one of those situations. I know this has happened in like other media, and I'm trying to think of something, but like shit, literally the only one I can think of is like that mayor from Rick and Morty who tries to sexually assault Morty in a bathroom and like has child porn and stuff in his stash, but he's murdered by Morty kills him in self-defense. But when his people in like the town hall or whatever realize that he was a sick, demented fucking molester, essentially all the good stuff that he had done, you know, is out there. He did good for the community, but he was like a sick pervert and he died that way. They like decided not to tell anyone to like keep his legacy intact and to not hurt other people.
My theme was courage, because this is where the whole thing with Nia being afraid comes back. People keep telling her, you know, you don't know until you're in that situation. And she's terrified, but she follows Dasha in and she's like, no, it's a big house. I know this house. You don't. Somebody should go with you. And then also Dasha going because she knows that Ben is doing this and she has to stop him, as well as Jory helping people. There's a lot of very courageous people here. Pretty much everybody in the chapter that's not Ben.
Or Morton, because she's dead.
She courageously died for
herself.
I almost said our sins.
Oh my God.
Her sins. Please. Is what I said. Her sins. Courageously died for her sins.
Part three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic did you craft out of this chapter?
Your body will be fine, but something burdens your spirit. Whatever haunts you, tell someone about it.
That's a good one.
We kind of mentioned it
in the last episode.
But you can lean on your friends, but also, like, you might need to also see a therapist. So better yourself by talking to people, man. It's hard to do shit alone.
I wrote, be a good person. Because if you're not, not only will it come back to bite you, you will feed worse into the world than you. I think one of the biggest tragedies of all of this is, like, Mora Chain's cruel actions led to more cruelty.
And like her death. Said,
yeah. So it came back to bite her and she fueled the fire for worse things to happen. You know, we talked in the last episode about just because you've been through abuse doesn't mean that you'll become an abuser, but think about the things that you're doing, because the bad things that you do may lead to even more bad things and maybe even worse than whatever it is you do. And then I wrote, unkindness is like a fire. A spark can start a blaze.
That was a really good one. Oh, yeah. Man.
Mine is to do good whenever you can. It was during the section where Dodge is skating around the whirly gig. And she's about to trip and she's like falling over. And two skaters just come out of nowhere, see her struggling, grab her, take her to a soft or a clear section of ice. And then just keep on moving. Like they don't.
Yeah.
They don't wait to be thanked or they're heading towards the fire, but they just did good, didn't make a big deal out of it, and just like kept going. It was a very kind of selfless thing to do. It wasn't something huge or enormous, but it's those little moments of doing good that can change people's day.
I feel like it's kind of the mirror reverse of what I said, because for them, in helping Daja, they helped Daja get to the fire faster. So in doing good, they're actually sowing further good into the world.
Wow, big themes here.
Hold on. You reap what you sow. You put bad, you get bad. You do good, you get good.
Mine is to help someone else, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable. Nia is terrified of the fire, yet she knows that Daja is going to need some help in the fire because she doesn't know the layout of the house, and she gathers up the courage to help Daja even though she's terrified of fire. And I want to be like that. Even if it makes me uncomfortable, I want to set my me being uncomfortable aside and be like, hey, I see that you're struggling and you need help. Let me help you.
You dug deep for this one.
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 16, the final chapter of Cold Fire. At the end of the hall, she found a large double door with heavy iron deadbolts to secure it. Above the bolts, she noticed a small window with a sliding shutter. Daja opened it and peered inside. Most of those she could see sat on cots, weeping. She prowled. A man with very short, dark hair, seeing her face, attacked the door, trying to grab her through the peephole. Get us out, he screamed, then coughed. Out, get us out. So the drug doesn't work for all of them, Daja thought grimly. She wrestled the bolts out of the locks, thinking bad thoughts about the workers who hadn't tried to move these people. Then she felt guilty. She had hesitated at the thought of dealing with crazy people in a firestorm herself. Grabbing both doors, she yanked them back. The man who had yelled at her tried to shove by. Daja grabbed his arm and hung on. If you're awake enough to know you're in trouble, you're awake enough to help me, she snapped. The questioners, the governor's questioners, they'll come for me, he insisted, fighting her grip. They don't dare let me go free with what I know. They'll pry my secrets from my mind and they'll kill me, Daja thought fast. Pretend you're a healer, she told him. They won't notice you. She took a green worker's robe hanging on the wall outside the ward and threw it at him. Then let him go and marched into the room. There were 30 beds. Most of the occupants were the sitting and weeping sort. Come on, Daja said, dragging the closest to her feet. Walk out of here. Follow the others. The man stared at her, wide-eyed, wringing his hands. Go, Daja cried, shoving him at the door. Walk out of here. She did the same with the next patient and the next. The fourth was curled up on his bed. He did nothing when Daja shook him. He won't budge, said the man who feared the governor's questioners. He stood beside Daja, the worker's rope sagging on his bony frame. He's that way most of the time. They put a diaper on him, and the others are still here. Daja looked back. The three patients she had ordered to leave stood at the door, huddled together, bewildered. She looked at her companion. Lead them like horses, he suggested. Daja grabbed a sheet from an empty bed and cut it into strips with her belt knife. Why aren't you like them? She wanted to know. He shrugged. It doesn't work the same for everyone. I'm not mad enough, I think. That helps. Common sense from a madman, Daja thought desperately. This day just gets worse by the minute.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Or tell us what you think by emailing us at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
Find all of our episodes at readingcircletemple.com and find more sound clips by following the Reading Circle Temple on SoundCloud.
Never miss a post by following Reading Circle on Tumblr.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Facebook and join the Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
See our cats by following Reading Circle Temple on Instagram.
Or you can tweet at us at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellow is for Happy for our artwork. If you like their art, follow Yellow is for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon and Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our music. Find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening. Let's all have coffee next week.
I'm sorry. I'm glad I finished my chili before you said that.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.